The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Also get the podcast from that website, TNTRadioEmpire.com. All right. And streaming and patronize the advertisers on the radio stations we're on. We appreciate that. And more importantly, thanks for listening to the program.
And on the stream. Except for that MyPillow guy, if he's still on there. You can see him.
That nut job's, it's Thanksgiving now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've moved the reinstatement back to Thanksgiving.
Right. I tweeted out last night, does anybody still buy pillows from this nut job? And they were brutal on Twitter to this guy.
That's not like our Twitter follower.
No, it's not.
No. To be brutal.
Well, he's a dumbass.
The guys like that. Yeah. These are their kind. Right.
It was on this date in 1962, the Jetsons premiered on ABC. It was the first program to be carried by the network in color.
Engine kind of stalled out there for a second.
Yeah, it did stall at the end there. Do it again, man. But the spit down, do it.
Right there.
Yeah, right there.
Out.
Same thing.
Nick, wet his lips.
I think you're getting hung up when your hat hits the cord from your mic.
Yeah. You do it the other way around.
You're facing resistance.
You do it left to right.
With my head backwards?
No, dumbass.
You're not moist enough.
Oh, okay, because the car goes back and forth.
Yeah. Usually I go left to right. That time I went right
By the way,
left.
If you're not familiar with the Jetsons, still around, and there was a movie made 30 years ago, that's the sound of the car.
Was that a primetime cartoon?
Was that one? I don't know. I was not around
just
early
60s. Saturday morning cartoon. I don't remember it being a primetime cartoon.
I doubt that they would run the Jetsons on Saturday morning as their very first color program.
You're probably right.
You're right.
There was a lot of, not so much, not the Family Guys of the world, but like Flintstones started out in the evening, and so did the Jetsons.
That had to be weird before everything was color TV, where you'd watch the Jetsons, and then the next show would be black and white.
Yeah, you're right. It would be weird.
Or you didn't have a color TV, but your friends did.
Yeah.
And 60 years later, we still don't have flying cars.
I know.
Well, they do, but they're all
every generation thinks they're going to get them, though.
They're concept cars.
Yeah.
They're not available for... Oh, that would be bad.
I did not fly here today.
No.
I don't even know how that would work. You'd have to have some kind of air traffic control in place.
Yeah, roundabouts wouldn't work. You just fly over.
You just have sky roads.
Right.
That would be a disaster.
Yeah, you would have to fly like planes do at certain elevations, depending on your direction.
Yeah, while you're drinking your coffee burned out in the morning and I would hit a building.
but they got to be able to say, okay, we're going to cruise at 500 feet or whatever. But yeah, you could still hit a building.
Yeah, I mean, cars wreck.
Yeah. If I had the flying car equivalent of the Ford Focus, I think I would keep it on the ground.
Yeah. There should be an option. I'm going to stay on the ground today.
Well, you got to have that.
All right.
Because most ways to get in a building are on the ground.
But it'd be nice to have the option to fly away. Some crazy bitch with a pocket knife comes out, you can fly away.
Yep.
Yeah. Give us a call, that's you. I don't mean to call you crazy bitch.
Yeah, and don't think he means that in a bad way.
No, you're right.
He likes that.
Yes, I do. I used to.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More Americans drinking heavily since the start of the pandemic. 1 in 5 respondents at the Harris poll, or about 17%, said they participated in heavy drinking in the last 30 days.
Yeah, that's why you do it. It's called heavy.
A heavy drinking day
is what?
Is defined as having 4 or more alcoholic drinks for women, 5 or more for men.
A day?
That is in a day. That's a heavy drinking day.
I had about 3.5 full-size beers, you know, drafts the other night. But they were 16-ounce drafts. So does
we'll
that count?
That,
so basically,
I probably had four.
Yeah, I probably had four.
4.5, maybe
and
five.
And I was fine, man.
I usually go 3.
Yeah.
That's a usual evening for me.
Yeah, but is it one shot of vodka?
No, it's a double.
Okay.
It's a double?
It'd be 6 shots.
It's at least a double?
At least. I don't know.
That sounds like 3 to me.
Glugs.
Right. If there's that's in the glass, that's 1.
That's 3. If it's in a glass, it's 1, right, Craig?
No.
Stop it.
Not according to, well, you know, the professionals.
Yeah,
the experts.
Whatever. What do they know?
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I've just started ordering doubles at the bar instead of it, hoping they'd like pour it strong.
Yeah.
I think that's what you have to do.
I order doubles. I don't drink. I don't drink a non-double because it's a waste of liquid.
I get it
in a short glass too.
Right. That's automatic. Mm-hmm. That just automatically comes.
I say, give me
mouth.
A double vodka tonic, and I say the short glass, and she'll pour a double in there, and there's like basically just like a little half an inch to can fill the top up. I said, yeah, that's how I want it.
Like. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they look at you like there's no room for the mix.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
The point.
Right. I'm not here for the mix.
No.
Give me a little dab of that, and we'll be fine.
There's room for a splash.
And then you put the lime in, it spills off a little bit.
Now, when I make a mule, I put it in that copper mug, but you know, there's room for a half a can of ginger beer.
Oh, there you go. So Todd only has 3 drinks tonight, Craig. So don't drink shame him.
Well, I'm not drink shaming.
Sounds like 7 drinks tonight, basically.
Yes, it does.
Right. If you break down the amount of booze, sure.
If a mountain counts, yeah. Or the home pour wine compared to the restaurant pour wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although some bars do give you the home pour wine, and they're the best bars ever.
Yeah. Like if I sit at a bar and I don't ask for a double. I could probably drink all night.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to do that?
Most people.
Well, I want to catch a buzz. My thing is I want to catch a buzz pretty much immediately. And if that's a problem,
I don't
care.
And then maintain.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I don't even catch a buzz.
Well, anymore. I'm talking, I want to be able to feel it.
It's just a habit.
I looked at you, Bush, when I said that, too.
Don't do that.
Creepy out.
Don't do that.
The Marky Mark right in Bush's eyes.
I look right at me, locked eyes as he said, feel it. Feel it. That's it's haunting.
A drink. Were you thrusting your hips while you were doing that?
Well, I was below the board here, but yeah, you could see me.
With his eyes.
That's a drinking problem.
Unfortunately, there's a gap.
Yeah, can you see my crotch?
Yes, I can.
What do I do? I'm grabbing my crotch right now.
I can see it.
I can whip my wiener around, only you can see it.
That's not an accident.
Yeah.
It's not a benefit either.
I'm sure you were in here with Josh. Like,
I wore jeans the last couple of days.
Leave a little gap there.
I wore jeans the last couple of days because it was cold, but I'm going to pull a nut out this week sometime.
Wear your skirt one day.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, you're right. I haven't worn my skirt in the new building yet.
You haven't.
I know.
You got a kilt, don't you?
Yes. Well, no, it's a skirt.
Oh,
it's a
God.
He used to call it a kilt.
From my time in Catholic school. It still fits. I'm proud.
You gotta get like a curtain or something around that. So it's just
my wiener.
Cut it off so nobody can see.
You can see there.
So they call a heavy drinking day for men 5 or more drinks in a day.
Oh, that's Todd. Oh, it's 5 then.
Five or more drinks in a day. That's for women.
Oh, wow. We're men.
5 or more for men.
We're men. We can handle our alcohol.
You can handle 7 or 8.
Oh, I definitely could.
Yeah.
I don't.
So the study defined general heavy drinking.
I'll probably drink tonight, though.
So general heavy drinking, not just heavy drinking on one night.
Right.
But general heavy drinking is two or more days of having several drinks in a week.
Oh, yeah. I've done that since 07.
Consecutive days or just days in the week?
Two or more days of having several drinks in a week happening at least twice in the last 30 days.
How about since 8-7?
I remember when I started having the panic attacks.
Oh, that's right.
The only way to keep them at bay was a little bit of Ativan and wash it down with. I got in the habit. I was not an every night drinker.
No, you
weren't.
No, you were just a stoner then.
And then I became an every night drinker.
I was very proud of you.
you drowned the panic.
And things have been uphill since then.
He doesn't have panic attacks anymore.
Well, that's true.
It's a lesser of two evils, man.
Hey, we were all around when he was having the panic attacks.
Yeah, keep drinking.
I'd rather him drink.
Yeah.
The panic attacks were not fun.
No.
I don't think I ever had one on the air.
No.
No, well, but
you were teetering,
though. You were just in a generally bad mood most of the time.
Yeah.
Because I would get them at night.
Well, yeah, and you were anxious about them coming on.
And they would keep me up late.
Yeah.
And we were making fun of you forever.
That
and,
probably too.
No, the rest of you, there was one prick we had on the...
But the
rest of you were pretty sympathetic.
We were?
Because you'd actually had panic attacks
I had
before.
One, yes.
Panic attacks are terrifying.
I had one, yeah. Maybe two, but I definitely had one.
And when I've had it, my wife, she's like, it'll be fine. And I'm like, why?
Don't say
How
that.
How do you know?
No, don't. You don't know that.
Well, You got to be able to convince yourself.
Drink the
vodka.
You do eventually convince yourself.
Drink the vodka.
Okay, I'm not going to die.
Yep. Where's my vodka?
This is just a panic attack. I'm not going to die.
So five drinks a day.
Yeah, I could get there mentally.
If I do five drinks a day and I do it 2 days a week, that's not heavy drinking, but 3 days is?
No, two. Two or more days of having several drinks in a week.
Is heavy drinking.
Is general heavy drinking.
Man, that's a low bar.
Right. There's the weekend.
I mean, that's four beers one day, four beers the next. I understand this is the experts, Craig. I'm not picking on
the
experts.
Yeah.
But you can live.
Yeah, we're just regurgitating information.
You can live your life fairly healthy and do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Four beers
However,
twice a
we
week.
We also know that alcohol brings on, over a period of time, all kinds of health issues.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the part that sucks.
And it's over a period of time. It's not like,
I know.
I had five drinks last night. I got cancer today.
Yeah.
But I checked the list a long time ago.
Checked it twice, too.
Here's some good things for your liver. These are good things for your liver.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So ever since then, I've been trying to counteract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll do a lot of these good things for the liver, and then I'll drink it.
Well, where are they?
Because...
do you remember the good liver stuff?
Oh. I think
number one on the list was probably cut back on alcohol.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be on there.
We skip
there.
Over that one.
Yeah. Shouldn't be on there.
It's on there.
Well, that's not happening.
What kind of food, man?
But I think I sent Craig I found a story about it just the other day again. About berries.
Okay.
Eating
any kind
of
berries. Okay.
Yeah.
Dingle.
Exercise.
Mainly.
Exercise is apparently a good
thing.
Yeah,
okay.
For
your
liver.
I do that.
And the others escape me at the moment. But, I was.
I got them right here.
I was eating almost all of them and doing. Almost all of the
shoving
stuff.
Berries in your face,
and to this day, still doing it, and still heavy drinking.
I think it's a push. I think you're fine.
There you go.
I'm no doctor.
Dr. Tyler says.
Thank you.
No, sadly, that's my motivation for doing a lot of this stuff.
I
can continue my vices.
Right.
So here's some of the best foods they say at Healthline.com to keep your liver healthy.
All right.
That's another website I spend a lot of time on.
Keep your liver healthy.
Healthline.com.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
As you're sucking down your third Moscow Mule of the evening.
What was that website called?
Most of us are keeping our liver, are helping to keep our liver healthy even as we speak. Almost.
Sitting here?
Coffee.
Yep.
Oh, hey, good. We do that.
All right. So you've helped your liver, have a drink.
Okay. Thank you, Craig. I think
Dr.
I will.
Dr. Craig, that is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Another thing. Tea.
I don't drink much tea, but I should. I like the flavor of tea. I just don't drink it.
Apparently, especially green tea.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially green tea. So you got to make an effort on that one.
I like green tea.
You got to go
buy the green tea then.
Oh, that's what I do I do two 28-day purges a year.
Well, you're high the whole time. And so I do the shut up. Tea. I was sober and hot and not high for 10 days.
I don't drink.
Try that once.
I put the booze away.
Try that
28
once.
28 days twice a year.
Try 10 days without a buzz.
And that's the substitute.
I'm the king.
I know.
Almost a week and a half.
COVID. 10 days without drinking is one thing.
Without a buzz.
That's why it took you so long to get better.
Well, you had the
COVID. If I had edibles, I'd have ate one.
I wish you would have thought of it.
Isn't that funny?
Maybe somebody knows somebody.
Next, I don't want to catch COVID again, and I don't see me going 10 days without drinking again, unless I'm really sick, like I was. You know.
But you had a good COVID buzz going.
Yeah, that was a great buzz. Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst buzz ever. I'm sure. Yeah.
You didn't get a runner's high during that time?
No, you don't. Your throat, at least.
Not even a double shot of NyQuil one of those nights?
No, one shot's enough. But I don't count that as a buzz.
Grapefruit apparently helps your liver.
All right. By the way. Could green tea, you know what's great? That's a green tea and vodka, and also vodka and grapefruit juice is a greyhound.
Yeah.
So could you do that?
Yep, that's
of
a
course.
Wash.
That's a wash, isn't it? Drink more greyhounds.
They may not be exactly the same damage and help.
It might be.
It's better than not having that.
The grapefruit juice is not compatible with the cholesterol medication, with statins.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
I don't know the reason, but I was told if you're eating your cholesterol medication, don't drink grapefruit.
Yeah, that's weird. There are a lot of medications that said avoid grapefruit. I don't know what's in grapefruit.
I think what the grapefruit, whatever the active ingredient in there, actually makes those statins work too good.
Oh.
It amps them up. That's my understanding. And then,
you're still on the fat blood stuff, Nick?
Yep.
What's it called? Lipitor?
I am on, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. You take a medicine for so long, and it's like, I don't even look at the thing.
Yeah, you just
thing.
Pop
I
a
just
pill, man.
Take
it. I am on.
I am on.
I am on. Yeah, it took me a while to figure that out, Todd.
I am on. Oh, I thought you said diamond.
Yeah. I did, too.
I guess I'm all mumbly over here.
I would think the fat blood stuff is probably the same as cholesterol medicine.
Yeah.
Well, Lipitoria. Mm-hmm. Lipitoria.
Yeah. Something like that.
I'm on the generic. Mm-hmm.
Atorvastatin.
Yep.
Something like that.
And it probably does no good to put the pill in cheese for him, because that's kind of defeating the purpose of taking the fat blood pill.
Good point.
Well, yeah, and I don't need to be eating any more cheese.
No.
Thought maybe your wife had to hide the pill from you. Here, have a piece of cheese. Yeah.
Right. What else is good for your liver, Craig?
Blueberries and cranberries.
Blueberries and cranberries. Yeah. Okay. Oh, cranberry and vodka right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got a pee problem. Every time I used to drink cranberry and vodka all the time, and I would. You got a urinary infection. I said, no, dumbass. I like cranberry and vodka.
UTI.
Grapes are good for your liver.
I eat grapes.
Yeah. So wine.
I love grapes. Oh, there you go. So wine's good for your liver. Thank you, Nick.
Specifically, it would have to be the red wine.
Okay.
Or it depends on how it's made.
Or just regular grapes. Just eating hands full of grapes.
Resveratrol. Oh. Yeah, grapes.
Okay.
Not the green grapes, though.
Well, this just says grapes. They say that many animal studies have shown that grapes and grape juice can benefit the liver. Also, it depends on how they make the grape juice. You got to somehow include some of the stuff in the skins, because that's where the resveratrol is.
All right.
Okay.
We'll just eat regular grapes.
Right, let's bring in Joe America here.
Go ahead, Joe.
What's up, bud?
Hey, good morning. You were talking about booze and liquor.
Right.
And the conversations kind of got long. I just would like just a quick answer. Mm-hmm. How much booze do I have to drink to get healthy?
Craig's getting to that.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Hang on there. He's got that answer coming
all right,
up.
All right.
All right. Awesome. That's a never-ending question.
Yeah.
That's a big quest. That's a lifelong quest on this show.
We're all working on it.
How can you drink yourself healthy?
Healthy, right.
The prickly pear is apparently good for the liver.
What's the difference between that and a regular pear?
It's an edible cactus. It's edible. Cactus.
Have you ever eaten that?
That was just a bitch.
I haven't.
They don't really have a lot of taste, but I guess it's got a lot of fiber. And they would be a total lifesaver if you were stranded in the desert.
All right.
I would eat prickly pear all the time.
Cut off the thorns.
Yes, it's
first.
Been used as a traditional medicine, as a treatment for ulcers, wounds, fatigue, liver disease.
Yeah, you got to get a hold of Crystal there and borrow her pocket knife.
Yeah.
Get the smineys off there.
I saw an outdoor show one time where they were cooking rattlesnake inside a prickly pear cactus leaf, I guess you would call it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what they would call a pod.
Yeah.
They sell them in the store. I've seen them at regular grocery stores, prickly pear.
A study found that participants are half as likely to experience a severe hangover if they consumed the extract of the prickly pear before drinking alcohol.
Well, screw your buzz up, though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
When they advertise that stuff that eliminates hangover.
Yeah, eliminates the buzz, too.
It's like a charcoal thing.
Right.
And it absorbs the alcohol, so therefore you don't get a buzz,
right.
And that's why you don't get a hangover.
In this case, the prickly pear issue was due to a reduction in inflammation, which often occurs after drinking alcohol. And so it is the reduction in inflammation that they are looking at to reduce the difficulty of the hangover.
Coming up, we'll tell you how much you have to drink to be healthy. Well, we'll still research. Coming up the next 5 years.
It's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, it's an ongoing investigation. Todd's going to figure it out.
More data.
You know? Might be a sweet spot in there.
I am doing what I can.
Apparently, the prickly pear helps after drinking as well.
What's that?
The prickly pear also helps your body after drinking and helps it repair itself as well. Prickly pear seems good.
All right.
We'll get into more of the liver stuff here in a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Or a few.
I need a drink. Oh, you guys need a drink?
Yeah,
it sounds good.
People love liver radio.
They do.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.